And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a fun show for you today? Pete's out of the studio, traveling back from a fantastic trip to Whaler's Cove. We're going to be hearing from him later in the show today to hear about all that great fishing that those guys had. And boy, it sounded like it was a fun one. Lots of big halibut and lots of big cod. We'll look forward to hearing their report and having them back in the studio tomorrow. But, man, do we have a good one for you today. Corey and I hanging out, talking fishing with the tackle guru himself, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. Today's going to be a great day. Lots of fishing to talk about. And what a great day to have Doug in the studio because, man, those blue fins are on the chew. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, it's July 1st.
How's that?
Mr. Biden.
How did July happen?
I don't know. We're in the second half of 2023. Yeah. What the heck?
Hey, we've actually seen a week's worth of sun.
Yes.
Right?
Right. And biting fish to come right
on
along
top
with
of it all.
Like, you know, you, in the beginning of the year when it's, you know, when you're fighting wind, it's doldrum, and it's always the, you know, there's a bunch of them around, I promise. Like,
oh, yeah.
You almost sound broken record-ish, and it's so nice when it just starts really clicking away the way that it's supposed to. And, man, this last week has sure been that.
Well, we've been so spoiled. And we have 3 or 4 years of the first private boat bluefin would be caught in February, and then you'd see the squirt fleet get the first tuna in March, and then it was good fishing in April, like good fishing, and then that was it. It went to November. Well, this year we had that, you know, wind, rain, just for whatever reason, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with this building El Nino or whatever weather condition it was, but even we knew that where the fish were, we couldn't get off the dock to get them, and it was so frustrating.
Yeah.
And then just little by little, you know, it gets a little better, and then we get slapped back down. Well, it's game on.
It's on.
It's San Diego again. The weather is absolutely gorgeous. We're having mid-70s days, you know, 5 knots of wind. The fish are biting nails. Finally, the private boaters can get off the dock. I mean, the sport boats have been getting off the dock now for a month, but you know, you get your little bumpy days now and then. Well, it's, you know, it's drive out there and catch them time.
It's been so fun watching this last week really come together, because there's all things for all people. There's big ones out to the west. So if you're a guy that wants to go, you know, target trophy size bluefin, that's available. There's catchable size ones with bonus big ones that are close to home. If you're running from San Diego,
absolutely,
you know, just across the border a little ways. There's fish in between. There's fish on the borderline. It's like there you can finally pick and choose what you want to go do. And there's good fishing at the Coronado Islands.
Yes.
Like it's summertime. It's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and you know, it's early, but the yellowfin have started to show up. There have
right.
been the first few little catches of Dorado and sightings, and it just tells you what is laying out, what is coming. You know, we're going to have such a great summer, and it's already game on. I mean, I can only imagine how many boats are going to be out there this weekend, you know, 4-day 4th of July weekend. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
With a nice ocean and nice
weather,
yeah, right?
Absolutely.
There's even calicos biting in the kelp.
Well, and
I was going to
bring that up, calicos.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the full mixed bag right now. You know, you've got yellowtail calicos and barracuda inshore. You've got yellowtail on the patties, and they're not little ones. These are some chunkers.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like you say, the, you know, the local school tuna. And what's tough for the private boaters is when it's nighttime fishing, like it kind of was in June, you know, it's certain, you know, private boats have the crew and the machinery to go out and do it. But
most of us don't.
Now you can just drive out there, you know, leave the dock at 6, go out there, come home at whatever time in the afternoon, evening. You don't have to kill yourself doing it, and you can catch a limited tuna.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And there's some visual sign. You can put up your binoculars and see some bird schools and see a breezer or whatever it might be. It's catchable. It's not sonar only, and they're hungry.
Yeah, I talked to two guys yesterday that were out. Carl was out, and then Jamie from Seasons. And Jamie saw some puddlers, rolled up on it, caught fish. Carl said you'd have to be blind to miss the flat spot they saw, and they rolled up on it and just wailed on them on the Liberty.
So cool.
So it's really fun fishing. They're a good catchable size, a lot of them, that, you know, 25 to 60 pound range, you know, occasional 100 pounder mixed in, just, you know, let you know that they're still here.
So we get so many questions about it, and there's nobody that's better suited for it. I mean, you know, nobody has a handle on the tackle that we're using better than you, but how do you go about preparing for what's going on right now, you know, whether it be private boat or sport boat, with all that mix of fish around? Like, what's a guy do? Do you just, you know, is this the type of fishing where you kind of have to bring the kitchen sink? Can you pare things down? Like, when guys are coming in, you know, what do you... What direction do you steer a guy to get ready for the type of fishing that's happening right now?
It can go both ways. I mean, let's face it, you and I see it on a daily basis. If people with this sport have an insatiable need to have excess gear, and you might as well just bring it. You know, there's so many different situations, and you might want to have a backup on one or two of your rods, but on the other hand, you can do it on the simple. You know, let's say you go on a day and a half trip. Well, the things you're likely to encounter is a bait bite on 30 or 40 pound test, and that same rod can be used to tie on a colt sniper or other, you know, jigging type scenario. And then you want to have like a, you know, sinker type rig or a live bait rig or a jig rig that you can fish maybe 60 on. And then you want to have your full blown cow rail rod scenario. I think with those three outfits, you can get through a day and a half trip. But I mean,
sometimes you don't want to cut off your Colt sniper or your fly line hook.
No.
You like to have those two ready to go.
So, I mean, I'm saying there's no reason not to bring 6 rods if you have them.
Yeah.
Have, you know, fresh line on everything. If you have 2 40-pound rigs, tie your current sniper on one, tie your bait hook on the other one. You can always strap on a sinker if you need to. Have your rail rod ready to go, and, you know, a little wad of, you don't need a ton, but, you know, a variety of jigs in different weights from 150 to 400 gram. Conditions definitely with the wind, the current, how deep the fish are, what size the fish are. You know, you want to have a little variety there. And then, you know, your bait fishing is pretty basic. You want to have hooks from as small as a 4 and up to maybe a 3-aught is probably going to catch everything we're catching right now. And you know, so just a variety is it's like a mini long range trip.
It really is. You know, it's like taking one day out of the middle of a 10-day trip.
It's easier to prepare for a 16-day trip than it is a 10-day trip. These are mini 10-day trips.
How crazy is that?
You might catch a 10-pound yellowtail. You might catch a 200-pound tuna. More than likely, you're going to catch fish in that, you know, 30 to 100-pound range and on multiple different methods. And, you know, I mean, some of the guys, you know, if you want to, bring your long rod, popper, or a surface iron, or, you know, a stick bait, you know, that type of stuff. It's, you can get as diverse as you want and still catch these things. They're pretty willing when you get in the right school.
And you're so right, too. We were talking about it yesterday. It's the time of year when that popper, foamer, lure casting fishing started last year. And, boy, just, you know, you look at your watch and here comes the first few yellowfins of the year. And you're starting to hear about, you know, fish up, you know, splash around on bait schools. And it's just, you know, the lure casting, whether it be a long rod with a tranks or even a spinning rod or whatever it might be, like,
right,
it's time to maybe include that in your arsenal.
Yeah, and, you know, I've talked to some of the boats, private and sport boats, and they're biting the troll a little bit, too. So now, you know,
that's exciting.
Your Halco, Nomad, Yozuri, whatever, you know, and then, of course, the Mad Mac, you know, for the private boats. The Mad Mac is not a very good sport boat jig because we troll at 8 or 10 knots, and those things want to swim at 12 to 15. But, you know, the smaller jigs, you roll through the right school, and those things are going off, and, you know, or even if you a blind strike now and then. So it's a good way to maybe find a school on a private boat.
It's like good times.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. It's been a really, really fun season watching it develop, but more so down. Now, you mentioned Mad Mac, and that was something that last year, like, took everything by storm. That was the hot lure that was impossible to get. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just to no fault of the manufacturer. Here's a lure that's not new. You know, Mad Max had been around for years prior to the craziness of last year. But, you know, it took them by surprise, just like everything else. What was that all about and like? And then what's the status of trying to get a hold of that thing that was impossible to get last year?
Well, so, you know, a lot of the jigs we used to use for Wahoo, you know, have kind of transitioned. So now, you know, the Nomad swimming plug is a real common Wahoo jig. But, you know, the Marauder has always been our staple for 30 years. So I was walking through the ICAST show probably in 2019 because, you know, obviously we got shut down for the next year. And here's this jig, you know, it's called a Mad Mac. I was, what the heck is this thing? So I put him in the shop for Wahoo, and the guys took him down. Oh, yeah, these things don't work, you know. And I said, okay, well, after about 3 years, we discontinued them, and it wasn't 10 minutes later.
Yeah, that felt real.
Somebody, you know, I think.
Decided to drag it at 12 or 15 miles an hour.
I think it was the Ensenada fleet down there started dragging those things around, just like somebody probably got one at a, who knows, probably one of our closeouts, you never know. And they figured out that if you're trolling these things fast, the bluefin are all over them.
So crazy, so, because for decades, it was so difficult to even get a bluefin on the troll, right?
Well, I mean, it just
didn't happen.
All you ever saw was you run with them 10 miles off the west, you could never catch one. And we finally figured out some methods to stop them. But for the private boater, that started becoming a thing. And with the internet and with as fast as information travels now, it exploded probably as violently as any jig I've ever seen happen ever.
In a long, long time.
And so they disappeared. And so I ended up talking to their sales manager, production manager, and he said that their allocation annually of those things was 5,000 jigs. Well,
so they made 5,000 of them a year?
A year.
Okay.
And I'm going to say an entire year's worth probably evaporated in 2 to 3 weeks. And people were just crazed. And so when we finally started getting our little allocations in, we limited it to 2 per family, not per person, you know, because they'd be
sending
in.
Per household.
Yeah. And, you know, we ask people to please honor that because we want everybody to get one in their box. If you've got 2, you don't lose the things really that often. You're going to catch your bluefin. So they finally, from what I understand, and this is what I was told, this year they upped it to 15,000, which still maybe isn't quite enough, but it certainly has, you see them now in the tackle stores a little more readily, and we're not running out. But now the private boaters are getting off the dock, and so they're jumping off the shelf pretty quick, you know.
We had a gentleman call yesterday just saying, hey, do you have any of those? And he's like, yeah, we got plenty. He's like, okay, cool, because they've been out everywhere I've been finding. Like, that's the beginning of the end, you know.
Yeah.
What a fun thing that turned into, because it really did, it took some of that trophy class of fish that was not easy to target. You know, it was available to everybody, but, you know, the previous known methods of catching those big ones were either, you know, in the dark with the big jigs, like you say, let's be real, that's more of a sport boat game than it is a private boat game, or it was, you know, kite trolling and all those things that just required a lot of pieces all put together at the same time, and it was an earned skill set. You know, you don't have done it before and then just go out and be an expert at setting a kite and rigging a flying fish and getting in front of a breezer and getting your kite and bait and everything all lined up at the same time and not washing your boat wake over the top of it. There's a lot of moving parts and pieces that it took to catch one of those trophy ones.
And then
the madman.
Yeah, then came Mad Man.
Yeah, it allowed somebody that, you know, only, you know, two guys on a boat that can drive around and maybe they don't have a gyro binoculars and that kind of thing. They can't see the breezers. They don't know how to, you know, and you can't, you know, you can't catch them unless you've got your well-oiled machine going. And, you know, and what's cool about it to me is there's so many quote-unquote hot jigs out there that aren't hot jigs. It's just somebody painted, you know, polka dots on a jig, and now it's the hot jig. These things are actually the hot jig. I mean, you know, no, I know everybody's going to debate which color's best, and probably doesn't matter like most jigs, but this thing actually catches fish, and it's an easy thing to deploy. And we've all seen, you know, this stick bait or this knife jig is better than every other one. It's probably not the case. Well, this trolling jig is probably the best one that you can put behind your boat and catch tuna.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's something you control on super heavy gear and
gear appropriate for catching a 150-pounder.
That's what I'm saying.
Totally.
Yep. Yeah, like you can actually wrangle the fish.
Well,
a
you
lot
actually kind of need heavy gear because you've got to troll these things quite a ways behind the boat, 150, 200 yards in some cases. And so you need a reel that holds enough heavy line to put it 200 yards behind the boat and lose another 200 or 300 yards and still have some line left to, you know, stay attached.
So crazy.
Really is. Yeah, it's been wild. And fun, it brought the old school albacore feel back to fishing. And dude, that's what I'm hearing the clicker ripping off and like that immediate shotgun of adrenaline,
so exciting.
There's nothing like it.
No.
I don't care what, you know, it's just fun, man.
Yeah, when you see a breezer, it's exciting, but you know, it's 10 minutes till you get there and you know, you had a time to process it and decompress when, you know, you're just talking to your bud and all of a sudden,
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't like still watching the big blow up on the flyer and the kite. Any way we come tight is all good by me.
Yes.
But that clicker ripping off is something special.
It's instant and unexpected and exciting.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome.
Adrenaline filled.
No doubt. Well, as you can hear, man, so much fun with Doug in here. And there isn't a type of fishing that Doug doesn't have a great handle on the tackle side of it, whether it be getting ready for your next trip, inshore or offshore. It's just going to be a lot of fun today, Corey.
Taking the grandchild fishing in the bay.
We do some of that.
I know. Exactly. So we've got a really fun 2 hours ahead of us having Doug Kern in the world headquarters here. Overlooking an empty landing, right?
That's
RP's. That's how you like to see it.
We like empty slips. Not gonna lie.
Nothing but good times. So if you want to join us the next 2 hours, having Doug in studio, 213-432-1090 is your chance on the telephone number there, or you can text us via the app. Only done through the app. Super cool, easy way to do it. Free download. Nothing to go along with it, except for, like I said, good times.
Yeah.
You know, listen to the show that way myself all the time. Again, the telephone number 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're giving away a $100 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
It's all yours to do whatever you want with down at Fisherman's Landing, man.
Come on down.
Right? Get a few of those Mad Max. You can do whatever you want.
Exactly. Huh?
Shopping spree going your way.
I can think of a couple things.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
Give me some money toward a 400 Tranks going to Cedros.
Hey. You're leaving on Monday.
I'm leaving on Monday. I'm so stoked. Yeah, Rosie's put together a really cool trip and Adrian's place. And
how's packing going?
I'm trying to keep it minimal.
Same.
I want to bring home a couple pieces of the yellowtail. So
nice.
We'll see. Yeah.
Nice.
It's always the balance on those on that trip because you're allowed X amount of weight coming home, and coming home is where it really is. Like, there's more than enough weight going down. You don't really need to worry about it. But you know, you gotta plan on your fish coming back too, and they allow you more than enough weight, but. And I'm a tackle junkie, and I know that I bring more than I need. I just know it when I'm looking at it, but I get so tough from like, oh,
you can't
man, how do I leave that
it's,
out?
It's not
no,
easy.
You can't.
We were talking about the AFTCO swimmers
right?
last week. I got a couple of those. I've had to add them to the weight, right? I had to take one thing out,
sure.
add those. Those things... They're gonna get bit. I'm
I think so
you.
Too.
I see it.
Nice.
Like I said,
I hated
using the word when Robbie was there because it was their design and a new bait, but it's
got like a
wax wing-ish. It just is, you know, and that's just a great way to describe. But it is for sure a different lure that doesn't have to worry about some of the things that were difficult with wax wing. Like, but it's that style. You know?
You know what? I see a lure that is. For the angler just to throw it out and wind it in
Chuck
and swims, right?
It.
Okay, but here's the thing. I can also see, having put it in the water, and I can already tell you, there's a few things you could do with it.
Totally.
Yep.
Speed it up, slow it down, slow stop. Robbie was saying when you stop it, it'll actually stay perfectly vertical.
Okay.
Horizontally.
Like a hard bait version of your slug.
Dude. Bring it on. Anyway, you want to join us this morning? We've got 2 hours with Doug Kern. Again, the telephone number, 213-432-1090. I'm looking forward to the fish reports, man.
It's going
to
be a great show.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a good segment.
Right? So text us via the app or give us a shout. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk a Cup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of levered drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome!
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And one line open, Rick. And anybody's at this point, you want to give us a shout, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app. A lot of texts coming in. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, contact information there. Because at the end of the show, Doug's going to flip a coin. And a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing will be going to a texter or a caller.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like you said, texts are already rolling through, a very fun way to do it. But, man, if you're going to get that $100 gift card, we want to make sure to get it to you. It's been a very busy morning on the phones. Like you said, one line open. If you want it, it's yours. Corey, let's jump into them.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed Cohn from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was down at the shop down there a couple of weeks ago, and I was trying to buy some swim baits and that. And the thing is, most of the bins are empty. Can you tell me how often do you guys fill those things? That's probably for Corey too.
More often than you might think.
we've got
springtime and seed roast going, so I can tell you we got a big load in day before yesterday, and I would say it's rare. We have close to 1,000 bins of plastics, and most of them are dedicated to 3, 4, and 5-inch swim baits. And so you probably just hit it the perfect storm in between deliveries, but I did see a huge delivery come in about 2 or 3 days ago. Corey has done an amazing job keeping us supplied, and I'm really sorry that you weren't able to find what you wanted, but we have had more MC this year than I think we probably had in the last several years.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's when you look at it, I'm one dude, like.
Well, and I was going to run look, by that.
Yeah.
These are made with love and care, one
right,
at a time.
One at a time. And you look at all the different, like just a regular swim bait.
Yep.
Like you said, 2.5, 3, 4, 5. 6, 5-inch viejos, 7-inch viejos, 9-inch viejos. I mean, there's probably 30 different.
Well, then the slugs and.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So there's probably like 30 unique things. And then you add the colors.
Yep.
Times 6 colors. 6 times. There's 180 unique bins.
Yeah.
Dedicated. So imagine if I go to work after I get off here and I make a couple things. Well, that's 2 of the 180.
Yep, right.
Right. Well, just wrap your mind around that.
And if you really think about it, a bin holds about 50 plastics, right?
Minimal.
We have close to 1,000 bins. So if we were fully stocked, that'd be 50,000 baits.
I could tell you, 75 overbrims a 5-inch.
Okay.
150 will brim the 3-inch.
Okay.
I know.
And so when our bins, which isn't very often, look empty, we probably still have 20,000 plastics in stock.
Yeah.
We also carry, on the bay bass side of things, some small curly tail baits from Western Plastic, and that came in literally yesterday.
Yeah.
So that was another big drop.
Okay, so that's 2 orders that came in this week.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
good.
But like I said, it's summertime. Things load, unload, and reload literally on a weekly basis.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a fun puzzle to try and put the pieces together. And like you say, one week of crazy good bass fishing and good weather, like you'll literally watch it just like disappear and then load back up again.
Well, we've got seed roast going now, and so we're seeing handfuls coming up to the register, and that's a normal thing. So it's like the tide. They come in and they go out.
I always joke with our guys behind the counter, you can spot a seed roast guy a mile away because it's double handfuls a 5-inch viejo, and you always know if they're going to Cedro Sport Fishing because one of those handfuls is full of nothing but Christmas tree 5-inch viejo.
Yep.
I've got my weedless and I've got my slugs ready. That's it right there. 7-inch weedless and 7-inch slug. Done.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
End of the story. I'm ready.
You mean you don't have 20 pounds of 5-inch viejo?
No. With that does work very well.
We know it does. You don't need to sell us on
it. But you're going to have to absolutely handcuff me to tell me I'm going to put on a lead head. I can promise you it's not going to happen.
Corey cracks me up so much.
Can you catch a calico bass without a 5-inch Christmas tree?
Please, yes.
Corey makes...
No.
I'm going to say it because you're too humble to do it. Corey makes the best 5-inch leadhead and swim bait that exists, period. He just does, and that's what I like to fish.
Yep.
That's what I do fish.
That's what most people
fish. Yes, yeah. And it cracks me up so much that Corey does not fish that.
No.
Corey's a slug, a weedless, a swimmer. Give me something extra special, extra cool.
Yeah.
He makes the very best swim bait, does not fish.
I'll tell you what I'm going to wreck him on, and I already know it, is the Gamakatsu 7-0 weighted hook that I fished the 5-inch weedless on.
Okay.
I'm going to rig the 7-inch slug on that hook, and that thing is a darting, just crazy-looking, like, eat-me kind of lure.
I love it.
Yep.
Like, over the weeds or on the bank, done. Like, end of the story.
Oh, man.
Yep.
And I promise you I'm going to hook a yellowtail in that, too.
Yeah, I believe it.
I love it. I love it. Well, hey, Ed, appreciate the phone call very much. Had a great text come through. I'll pull this guy back up here. Quick text says, good morning, guys. We all know what a great tackle store, Doug, you run, but can we hear about some of the fishing adventures? What's going on at the landing, and what have you done personally? That's from Lance in 29 Palms.
Well, I got to tell you, my normal fishing is wintertime is bay bass fishing, and then as we come into the spring, probably my top three would be go to the Coronado Islands, catch yellowtail, and there's some great calico bass mixed in right now at the Coronado Islands, and the barracuda's starting to show up. So, you know, that springtime yellowtail, that's just fantastic. In the years where it's a little easier to do it, I like the white sea bass, but it is a very your timing has to be perfect, and I don't have the most flexible schedule. But, you know, I love the sea bass when it's biting. And then as you start getting into the offshore stuff, back in the day it was just easy. You know, the first albacore would be caught in June, and then, you start fishing albacore through the summer. But now it's the whole bluefin thing. So I've done the bluefin on the sport boats, but I love going on my private boat as well, doing that kind of stuff. And then... The best part of the year for me is always going to be the fall. You start getting the beautiful, gorgeous, sunny days. I love marlin fishing, and it's a shame that it hasn't been as good these last few years. But, I'll go marlin fishing and not catch anything 3 weeks in a row, and I'll come home, and my wife gives me the look like, well, and then, again? Yeah, well, you know, why do you keep going? I just love it, you know, and then when they're biting, you know, we catch them. So the marlin fishing's a great part of my fishery when it's available. And then we get the Dorado and the yellowfin, and my God, the year we had the Wahoo.
Fun.
You know, when Rick and Carl and Brandon and I went to the Coronado Islands and caught 4 Wahoo. And
how crazy is that?
You know,
wait, just hold that, man. Are you kidding me? Wahoo at the Coronado Islands, man.
Yes. We were in the lee of North Island after our day was kind of done and saw a little signal, threw a little bait, and Wahoo came up boiling. I'm not going to exaggerate, 25 feet from the boat. And unfortunately, we couldn't get a bite, you know, for whatever reason. But, I mean, there's Wahoo boiling in the lee of North Island.
On the chum that we threw.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Crazy.
And then I just got back from the Kingfisher Sitka trip, Let's Talk Hookup trip. That trip is something that literally should be at least once on everybody's bucket list. It's so easy to do. It's so scenic. It's so beautiful. Went there a day early, did a float plane trip, and our pilot took us in, like, right down where the goats are on the snowy mountains.
That's so cool.
Wow. And then flew us, 200 feet off the deck down the inlets, and, the hills rising up above us. And then go out every day and get your salmon in the morning, and then head out and get your halibut up to, over 100 pounds. My wife and I had a nice halibut dinner a few days ago, so I love that. And I've got grandkids, so I've reintroduced myself to the love of basic fishing, bay, calico.
It's like getting back to the basics. It's what we've all, started on. Really,
yeah, I think there's a natural progression where, you do that little bit of fishing like that, and then you get, hardcore about, the first, the most, the biggest, and, you're just crazed maniac about, going tuna fishing, and then you realize you can have fun doing, the inshore, that kind of stuff too. So I don't think there's any one thing. I tend not to be a big freshwater fisherman, although I was born in Colorado, fished the Rocky Mountains, went to college in the Central Valley, and fished a lot of bass and trout and you know, crappie and, you know, all of that stuff. So if it swims, I do enjoy catching it.
Having Ford on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, who's your old fishing buddy from college,
yes,
was so much fun because I had no idea. You know, Doug's one of my best friends, and we've worked together for 25 years, and I had no idea the amount of freshwater fishing and smallmouth and trout and things like that that Doug. I mean, I knew that you did it because obviously we talked about it over the years, but then with talking with your, you know, your old college fishing buddy who we had the best time with in Alaska, it was really fun. Like, man, you guys were hardcore about that. Like, you didn't mess around.
There were three of us, but Ford and I probably went the most. But Ford and John and me, and we all had little funky boats that were I bought my little glass bar for $200, and then I bought the motor for $200. And you would think it was a $100,000 boat.
Right.
So we went every weekend and a lot of weekdays after, you know, we were in college, so after school. And for 5 years, we fished pretty much every weekend together.
I love
and,
it.
You know, it was. You didn't have the ocean. You know, we would go over occasionally to San Francisco and go salmon fishing. And, you know, we caught stripers and that kind of stuff. And when I would come home to Southern California, of course, you know, the first thing I'd do is go to 22nd Street Landing and jump on the boat and go to Catalina. You know, and
that's cool.
My dad had a boat. So, but, yeah, freshwater is a part of me, but I've gravitated to the saltwater. It's just what I like to do.
I get it. I get it for sure. Well, speaking of saltwater, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Report down south with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours.
And it's brought to us by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, boating supplies, and for your freshwater tackle, which... You probably won't be visiting, Doug, but I know I will be when I'm going to El Salto. It's East County Bait and Tackle, and that's right at the end of the 67 freeway, and the products that know and they're successful, time on the water. Dana Landing is right next to the launch ramp, and as I mentioned, ECBT at the end of the 67 freeway. And don't forget to check out their new location, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, right on Broadway and Lemon Grove. And for all the information on all this, check danalanding.com for it all.
That's it. Hey, we got the cast man standing by, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Corey, and Doug.
Hey, buenos dias,
Cassman.
Hey, good show, and Doug, good memories. As you talk about the memories, I recollect a lot of them, too. It's good to hear that. But anyway, fishing down on Loretto, the Dorado are in, and they're doing very well. And it's really a pickup from what ended last season with the Dorado. It looks like they're going to be another good Dorado year this year. And the grade of Dorado they're catching right now, the big bulls and females are in. I've heard talk of 54, 56,
oof,
6-pound Dorado. All the way up and down the coast there, from Loretto all the way down to Cabo San Lucas. So it looks like it's going to be one heck of a Dorado year, both in Loretto, La Paz, East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo San Lucas. Along with the Dorado there in Loretto, they're still catching yellowtail. Not a lot, but they are still getting a yellowtail on the count. They're also getting Cabrilla and Dock 2 Snapper. Moving down into the San Jose del Cabo, East Cape area. Here again, like I said, the Dorado are in. Striped marlin are there if you want them. Then, of course, we've got tuna. Most of the tuna have been located on the off the beach about 30 to 40 miles under the schools of porpoise. And not a lot of big fish. Most of them are in football size, going from anywhere from 15 to 20. But an occasional 50, 60, 80 pounders being caught. Like I said, it's just starting off to be a great, great summer, and it's going to be a great fall. We have had some storms already developing down to the south, and one was a hurricane, one was a storm, and the hurricane went out west and dissipated. The other storm, which looked like it may generate into a hurricane, that went ashore and dissipated, so looks like, something to keep an eye on with those early season storms beginning to come up from the south. So, but otherwise, starting to get hot in Baja, and fishing's getting hot, and the water's getting hot, and all those things happen. It gets to be some hot fishing. Anyway, Corey, you mentioned El Salto, our trip scheduled for this January 26th to 30th. And as usual, it's just a blast going down to Bill Chapman Senior's Lodge and getting those largemouth bass and, of course, watching the guru of bass fishing, Corey, fish with his...
The
man knows
how to get geeked out on it for sure.
Yeah. But anyway, that's a report for this week, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Best in the business, Cass. We sure appreciate it. Great report. Thanks for compiling all that great info. And, man, can't wait for another one next week.
All right, Ricky. Talk to you then.
Appreciate it, Cass. Thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back with the tackle guru himself, Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. When will you return on the Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio?
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yusuf's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio, Rick, with having Doug in here. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. There's one open line right now. It's all yours. Or you can text us via the app, giving away a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle to a lucky caller or texter.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Busy day. Going to be a lot of fun. Why don't we jump right back into those phones?
Just wouldn't be the right show if we didn't talk to Doug. Doug from Montebello.
Oh, this guy's got a good name. I'm telling you, your parents were smart when they named you.
Hi, Doug. You got a good name there.
Hey, thank you.
What's up, Doug?
What's going on out there?
It's funny about those rail rods. What material are they made out of, anyway?
Well, a rail rod kind of evolved from the long range thing, and in the early long range days, you were not allowed to put the rail on the rod. It wasn't macho. You were a sissy.
It just wasn't cool.
And then, you know, as our long range passengers started getting out of their 30s into their 40s and then into their 50s and 60s, the rail is your friend. But so they're using 5.5 and 6 foot rods, laying them on the rail. And so, you know, if things just tend to evolve in fishing, and that technique allowed a person to land their own fish rather than have to hand it off to a crew member, but, you know, started becoming, you know, apparent that you had to have a little longer rod so that the line didn't maybe rub the hull of the boat. So it had to be very stiff, because when you lay it on the rail, you know, that rod can now take a lot more pressure than a person standing there holding it or putting it in a harness. So the rods evolved to, you know, the 7 to 7.5 foot rods. CalStar certainly was at the forefront of all that, and Seeker. And now we have, you know, multiple brands out there in addition to that. Most of them tend to be made of a little more than 50% graphite and a little less of some kind of fiberglass, S-glass or E-glass. The fiberglass gives it a little bit of flexibility and durability, but the graphite just recoils so much quicker than fiberglass. So whenever that tip relaxes, it recoils and keeps the pressure on the fish. And so the technique became, you put it on the rail, and when the tip relaxes, or when you go up on top of a swell and the boat starts going down, it'll create a little bit of relaxed line, and then you take your crank, and you know, you start out in your high gear when you know the fish is a long way away from the boat, and you can take more line per crank. But then as you get to that stalemate, you know, you put your reel in low gear, you're taking one crank, which is, you know, just maybe a couple of feet at the most of line, but at least that fish is coming to the boat, and the fisherman just doesn't die after an hour-long fight with a, you know, 200-pound fish. And it's allowed a lot of people to catch fish they ordinarily would never have been able to catch. And what it kind of reminds me of is the early, early days of rock cod fishing, where you had just a
the plate.
We called it a broomstick.
Yeah.
And you laid the rod on the rail with a rail plate, and you turned the handle. So it kind of, we've had rail rods in a different fishery for years.
I never thought of that one. Yeah, that's so true.
But you know, it's really become a mainstream thing. A lot of anglers will carry two rods so they can have different jigs, and it's all two-speed reels and spectral line, which there's no stretch, so the fish doesn't get their head, and it's really revolutionized being able to catch big fish.
I have a question for you. How has the, I mean, this has come from a layman, right? I'm not the railrod offshore tuna dude, but how, I assume that the foregrips have evolved too, like the materials in it, not just being Hypalon.
Yep, the two things that have evolved are the foregrip and the rear grip. The rear grips used to be 9 inches, 10 inches, and they'd go in a harness.
So that the reel was close to your body when you were in that harness.
And so now they tend to be 13, 14, 15 inches, so that you can put that under your armpit, at, you know, and maybe squat down on the deck like that. And then the foregrips, they're still about 16 inches like they used to be, but now they're actually pushed further forward because the rear grip's longer. And they've come up with all these crazy, you know, cold shrink,
material
shrink, because the Hypalon was getting destroyed. You know, the early rail rods or the early tuna rods that people put on the rail, it would just eat up the Hypalon. It just couldn't handle the abrasion. And so now, yes, we have, you know, a lot of different material that people can put on there to salvage or save the Hypalon from being destroyed. Because it's hard to replace once a rod's built, you know, from the butt end, or you've got to strip all the guides off and replace them. So
sounds like a nightmare.
It is. Yeah. It's an expensive nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
The rod lengths have sure varied a bunch too with rods. Like, how do you navigate that when you're, you know, going to the rail and you're wanting to buy one? You know, I mean, it was when the rail rod was a thing, like you said, it was just that evolution from, you know, a little bit longer traditional belt and harness rod. And now it's not uncommon to see 6.5s and 7s and now 7.5s and even 8s.
Yep,
and how does one, like, decide what's right for them?
I just think that the thousands of fishermen that have used the rail rods, that the mainstream is going to be that 7 to 7.5 foot. And so you see, you know, 7 foot 2, 7 foot 8, 7 foot 6, 7 foot. The anything shorter than that, and you have too much of an angle where you can rub your line on the bottom of the boat. Anything much longer than 7.5, and I do see some 8-footers out there. The 8-footers might tend to be a hybrid rail rod, but casting rod.
Right.
So you might, if there's a casting application, the longer rods have more leverage. You get whatever bait jig away from the boat further, but yet you fight the fish on the rail. So I don't see too many true 8-foot, 130-pound, cow only drop a knife jig rods, although there are some people fishing that.
Like, they exist, but boy, if you're fishing with 25 other guys and you've got a big one attached and you're fishing some heavy drag pressure, it becomes a lot more difficult to weave in and out of guys, that are all connected at the same time. I'm sure, now laid on the rail, it's fantastic. Like, if you could just fast forward to the part where you're straight up and down and you're not having to go in and out of other guys and your fish is, not a long ways away from the boat, it's fantastic. But it doesn't work like that. You got to get bit first and you got to get to that point.
If you have an 8-foot rod with a 2-speed reel and 30-plus pounds of drag, and you've got to go over somebody, under somebody, it's nearly impossible. And, you're just not feeling in control. So, it seems like that sweet spot is 7 to 7.5.
That's it, man. Great. Appreciate that very much. Great phone call, Doug. Appreciate that. Hey, we had another great text message come through. It says, good morning, Doug and the hookup crew. I'm interested in getting a spinning reel combo to throw poppers and bait with. Any way you could give me a recommendation? I'm looking for something that's affordable and won't break the bank, but still able to catch a school-sized tuna.
Yeah, so those kind of casting rods, they've kind of become like everything, a little bit specialized, but you can use a fairly mainstream rod to do it as well. Just like a surface iron rod, casting is everything. So you're going to see those rods probably in that 8 to 9 foot range. Even some people will go to 10, but 8.5 foot is a real good length. And something that has a little bit lighter grip, lighter, you're going to be casting all day, so you don't want a heavy, clunky, thick fiberglass rod. So United Composites makes a lot of those. Phoenix makes a lot of those. So it's going to be a thinner diameter blank a lot of times, something with a lot of backbone for the diameter, but still a light enough tip that you can cast whatever it is. A lot of these jigs are kind of lighter if you're talking in the stick bait popper range, and then still be able to have enough backbone to cast a current sniper, 120 gram, 150 gram style dart jig, generic term for all that's dart jigs. But, and they even, a lot of them come with an interesting trigger type reel seat where the trigger is wider than normal and it kind of slants towards the rear grip. And it gives you something to hold on to when you're doing your cast. And then we use a lot of level wind type reels, like the Tranks is perfect for that kind of fishing, because it's hard to, cast a popper or a stick bait or something where you've got to impart action on the jig and turn the handle and level wind. There's nobody that's that coordinated. I'm sure not.
So one of the things Bruce was talking about was the spinning outfit, and there's a line of rods that Shimano makes that I really like that's called the Grappler series.
Yes.
And I like the Grappler because it's like it's like the rod that we can afford. You know what I mean? Like, they make some crazy Gucci high-end, the Osea line of rods. And, if you got tax return money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to get a really high-end, spinning combo, that's it. But the Grappler has some pretty high-end componentry and, like, that, upper level, features built into the rod, but not crazy expensive still.
And even the Terramars come in like that,
totally.
8 to 9 foot, very affordable. And I apologize for getting off on a tangent on the conventional rods. That my brain always goes there.
Right.
I went to the jigs more than the rod, but you did ask for spinning, so
yeah.
I just proved I'm human.
I was gonna let it slide. I just knew.
No.
I know Doug's brain just doesn't go spinning reel. Like I knew, because Doug started talking about spinning rods, and then within a minute he was already into triggers reel seats. And I'm like, man, that guy just can't handle a spinner. He just
right.
Yeah, it's like freshwater fishing and spinning.
Pete always gives me a hard time about like, you know, being such a conventional, not spinning on the popping thing. What do you want? I grew up working for Doug, man.
Right. And, you know, the Phoenix, there are some rods that Phoenix makes.
Totally.
That were meant for, you know, designed for popper style fishing. And they're in that, you know, again, 8.5, 9 foot realm. And they're the thinner diameter blanks. Everything I said was correct, except I got off on the on the conventional side of things. But, you know, it's good for people to hear that, too.
Totally it is.
You know, you can do that style of fishing with a spinning, which allows you, if you're good with a spinning rod, you will get a bomber cast out of it, which becomes very important. But, you know, also on the conventional side, if you get the right rod, you know, you'll be able to chuck it out there but still be able to fight the fish.
The other thing nice about fishing a popper, now don't get me wrong, I tend to not go this route, so not to practice what you preach. I like to fish a Tranks with my popper. I'm more comfortable with a conventional reel in my hand. I like the style of fighting the fish on conventional tackle versus spinning tackle because of the line being up top and the advantage of using the rail. With all that said, spinning does give you an advantage in fishing a popper, and it has a lot to do with the angle at which the rod is fished. You know, it is much easier to keep your rod tip orientated high with spinning tackle than it is with conventional tackle. Like, you know, when we're fishing a conventional rod and reel, a high percentage of the time you're pointing the rod right at the fish or down towards the water line. And spinning reel, just because of the way you're holding it, you're often above the water line or up high, and those poppers often fish better with your rod tip higher, keeping the line out of the water.
And by the nature of a spinning reel, you're never going to have to level wind, so that mm-hmm. takes that one coordination component out of the mix.
I can't wait for that bite to happen again. That is actually what got me away from the kelp.
It is, yeah.
It took me 20 miles offshore outside of the kelp line.
And it took him 25 years.
Well, it's so cool. I mean, to get that bite.
Visual fishing like that probably the... freshwater bass fishing, any kind of fishing where, you know, surface iron fishing where you see the fish explode on something, it doesn't get any better.
And that Dorado bite?
Oh,
I mean, are you kidding
so
me? I mean, you know, I'd rather catch a 25-pound yellowfin or bluefin, right? But or even a 50, but have an 8-pound Dorado do cartwheels over your popper. Come on.
I remember Brandon being so excited when he came into the tackle store. You're never going to believe what happened this weekend. Like, what happened? Like, Corey went offshore. I brought him two rods and a couple of poppers, and he went offshore.
Corey, you just said the word 50-pound yellowtail, and I'm sure some people know, but those long-range boats going down to Alaos Rocks are getting some 50- to 65-pound yellowtail this year. It's been phenomenal.
It's crazy. You forget how big that fish is when you know, like, I still love, it's one of my most favorite things to do is, you know, when a long-range boat, you know, comes back in, to just get to sneak outside for a quick minute, go to the top of the dock and see the fish in the bins. And, man, seeing a 50 or 60-pound yellowtail,
it's just a jumbo,
jaw-dropping how big that thing is.
Yep. And for whatever reason, the fish that come from there, they're not grotesque. They're perfectly proportioned, and they just are beautiful fish.
That's a good point, because we've seen some of those big giant ones before, and, like, they got this giant head and skinny body or whatever. Some of those, like, big Alejos ones, it looks like a 15-pounder just 10
big.
Times over.
Yep.
Crazy.
So cool, man. Lots of fun going on right now.
So much fun. Hey, if you want to join us, again, I'm going to give you the telephone number, one open line right now, 213-432-1090. It's all yours, one open line. And when we return, we're going to be taking those calls, texts, and more when we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sails and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sails and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee you the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.